The half moon is over my shoulder, and a blue jay is anxiously awaiting the crumbs that I let fall from my table. And you could look in this world and see it as a type of game with its rules, with its history. You could call it the game of karma, the game of consciousness evolving, conscious evolution, so to speak. Well, that's a loaded pair of words, conscious and evolution. It is a conscious evolution. And in the process seems to be taking some rather unusual forms. And we agree to enter in here, some self that we are, says, that would be interesting and productive. Let's go do it. But when you come through the only available gate, that birth canal, in the form of an infant helpless, and the world in which that infant inhabits is a world that's given to us by others. It's enforced on us. It's a picture of reality that was forcefully indoctrinated onto top of the substratum, the reality, the truth, the oneness of our true I am. And we knew that was coming, but from that other dimension it looked like no big deal. I can do that shit. It's going to hurt. But it's worth it, because when that period of time is over with, I'm my own person now. I can go where I want, with who I want, and do what I want. But that can be conditioned by the program that we picked up, and there's a process of deconditioning, taking away that program, or making it visible to consciousness, maybe not taking it away, because we're going to be a part of it for the rest of our life. That's the background program that in some strange, miraculous, blue jay kind of a way is our reality right now. But there's lots we can do here. Lots.